those who are here for the admission ceremony, our procedure will be as follows. I'll call the name of each presenter. As you come forward, please come to the podium and tell us briefly why the applicant you are representing would make an excellent member of the bar. I'd ask that the applicants please stand in place as you are being introduced. At the end of the presentations, I'll ask the applicants to come forward, and the oath of office will be administered by Justice Glenn Bergstratton. The first presenter is Stephen O'Keefe.
Good morning. I have the privilege of recommending to the court and the bar Bruce Babbage of Maryland. I've gotten to know Mr. Babbage through co-counseling cases. He focuses his practice in medical negligence, particularly brain damaged babies. He's the highest quality attorney, an excellent person, individually and ethically. Thank you.
Thank you. David Levine.
May it please the court, I have the honor of presenting Ruth Coker, professor of law at Ohio State University, pioneer in the study of disabilities law. She holds
she here, I assume she's, would you rise, please? Thank you.
She occupies the Heck Faust Memorial Chair in Constitutional Law and was just a week or two ago designated Distinguished University Professor, the highest academic honor that the Ohio State University can confer on its faculty. She is the first ever from the College of Law. She'll be a fine addition to the practicing bar of the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. I assume Lawrence Wharton is not here. Robert Kabashi.
Good morning. I have the distinct honor to present for admission to the bar Professor Deborah Barrett, graduate of Columbia Law School, law clerk to Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and a distinguished member of the Ohio State University Moritz College of Law faculty.
Thank you. Jeffrey Powers.
Good morning. I'm with the firm Sullivan, Ward, Asher, and Patton. The name Patton in the law firm name is the man that I present today, Lee Patton. He's been my partner and friend for the last 20 years. Family man with four children. He just had a son that graduated from Notre Dame Law School 2 days ago. He's a gentleman of the old school, both in terms of philosophy and because by this time all of his schools are old schools. I'd like to recommend my friend Lee Patton.
Thank you. Melissa Beltry, we won't ask you to just explain that survey.
Good morning. May I present to the court Erin Elizabeth Rich. I have known Erin for approximately 7 years. She and I have worked together at Huddleston Bolin LLP in Huntington, West Virginia. Erin is currently employed in our litigation department where she practices general corporate defense and podiatric malpractice defense. Erin is dedicated, intelligent, hardworking, and she will make a great asset to the bar.
Thank you. Douglas Kennedy.
Mr. Chief Justice, Justices, may it please the court, I'm Douglas Kennedy, the law firm of Retzel & Anderson, Columbus. I'm pleased to introduce Natalie Rochelle for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Judge David Feist and I, as part of our duties in doing character and fitness examinations, were pleased to interview and meet Ms. Rochelle. She's a member of the Bar of Pennsylvania, practices in Western Pennsylvania, and has clients in the state of Ohio. She will make an excellent addition to the bar.
Thank you. Thomas Adams.
Good morning. I have the privilege to present Michael D. Smith, who I've known a bit over a decade, where we first practiced together in Indiana. He had moved to Michigan to work in-house in the automotive industry, but now returns to private practice and also is from Lorain County, Ohio, and has done some of his schooling here. And I know every time we are back in the state, he tells me the air is better, and I think he'll bring his meticulous high standards to represent clients in the state, and I think the bar would be privileged to have him.
Thank you. Kelly Cottrell.
Good morning, Chief Justice, Associate Justices. It's my pleasure today to present for admission to the bar a good friend of mine, Mr. Michael Winnick from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mike and I have known each other for 20 years. We were in a study group in law school together at Duquesne University School of Law. We've remained friends since then. Mr. Winnick is of the highest moral quality and is an excellent attorney, and it will be a benefit in it to the Ohio Bar to have him included for your admission.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
So moved.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted. Applicants, please come forward, and if you'll just form a straight line or a single line in front of the bottom step. The oath of office will be administered by Justice Stratton.
You may use the word swear or affirm. Will you raise your right hand, please? I state your name.
Hereby swear
that I will support the Constitution
and the laws of the United States
and the Constitution
and the laws of Ohio.
And I will abide
by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity
as an attorney and officer
of the court,
I will conduct myself
with dignity and civility
and show respect toward judges,
court staff and clients,
fellow professionals,
and all other persons.
I will honestly,
faithfully and competently
discharge the duties
of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
On behalf of the court and the bar, I welcome you to the Bar of Ohio. We have a very strong bar in Ohio. We're very proud of our bar, and we hope it's at least as viable as it was before you were members. Good luck. Congratulations. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.